My name's Alex Newson and I'm the curator, and this is the Brit Insurance Designs of the Year 2010 at the Design Museum London. Brit Insurance Designs of the Year exhibition is quite unique in awards ceremonies to a certain extent, because we don't just have an awards ceremony, we also have a physical exhibition to go with it. A lot of awards very much focus on the night and handing out the prizes, but we like to combine this with an exhibition that's open for a number of months for the public to actually get the chance to experience the exhibits themselves and come and understand what's on show. The awards are set out in seven different categories, from furniture to fashion to product to transport. But the exhibition is actually set out thematically. So we have seven categories, but rather than organise them into the competition themes, we have separate themes. So we have emerging technologies, cultural heritage, global and sustainable solutions, everyday design, conceptual design and social enablement. This is really to try and make the exhibition a bit more engaging than just laying out the objects in their composition categories. Otherwise, you run the risk of having all the print laid out together and all the architecture pieces laid out together and all the graphics laid out together. One of my favourite designs in the whole exhibition is the folding plug. It's a very, very simple design. And, I mean, all that's involved is taking the UK's cumbersome, bulky plug and breaking it down into something that folds into a shape that's mere millimetres in size. I mean, the UK plug's notoriously cumbersome, and it's been the same for 20 or 30 years. So to have something that we can travel with, put into envelopes and take with our laptops without scratching the front of it, it's going to be a huge help when they finally go to market. I mean, in the everyday design section, we have the plant locked by the Front Yard Company. It's a simple mechanism to lock your bike to, but housed within it is a planter to grow anything you like, whether they would be vegetables, herbs or plants. It's a very simple intervention, helps people secure their bikes when they're out about in the city, but also creates just a moment of wonder for people to stop and look at and see a bit of greenery in an otherwise dense urban environment. And this product, Sugru, is quite an interesting one. It's just new to the market. It's a silicon-based material that cures hard overnight. And the designers like to think of it as a product that helps you hack things, is their phrase. And it's designed to be attached to products around the house to help make them more ergonomic or more useful in some way, or even to fix things. BMW's Gina concept car is quite unique and the only one ever made, and there are no plans to actually turn it into a production car. I mean, it's basically a wireframe underneath a large piece of stretch fabric. So in a sense, the wireframe moves and changes, and the fabric stretches with it, changing the shape of the car to help aerodynamics and various different things as the car drives. I mean, it's not just a functional response, but also an aesthetic response, as it has incredibly sleek, clean lines, and has things like the doors with no line where the door opens, and clean lines down the whole side of both sides of the car, around the front and back. Interestingly, there is no bonnet as well, and the fabric parts in the centre almost like a blinking eye and exposes the engine underneath. Once more in the sustainable section, we have Yves Bahar designing his motorbike for Mission One. It's sustainable because it's an electric motorbike, but it's not an ordinary electric motorbike, it's an electric superbike. And it was recently tested breaking the world land speed for motorbikes. There are a unique set of challenges involved in creating an electric superbike. People have certain expectations from what a motorbike should be. It should sound a certain way, it should look a certain way. And these are all very challenging things to overcome in designing. It still had to feel like a powerful machine. And I know that Yves grappled very hard with not having sound in an electric motorbike. In the emerging technologies section, we have Thomas Heatherwick's extrusions piece. Thomas Heatherwick has apparently been searching, ever since he graduated, for a process by which he can make a piece of furniture from a single member. He's searched everywhere for a machine that can do it and finally found an extrusion machine large enough to produce a bench, a whole bench, measuring over 4 metres in length from a single extrusion. And the piece is made from aluminium and highly polished for over 100 hours to give a highly mirrored finish. The extrusion process is chopped clean at one end and left gnarled and twisted at the other. That's a natural occurrence of the extrusion process itself. In a small room off to the side, again in the emerging technologies category, we have a light installation called Soma. This is by the Israeli-based designer Eyal Asapati, and it's a very beautiful, almost ethereal installation that's based on a glass and polymer web structure. The floor for the installation was very particular as well. We laid down layers of a particular resin and set in tiny, tiny spherical glass beads that catch the light from the installation and reflect it up from the floor. In the cultural heritage section, we have a number of different pieces, a lot of new architectural builds, a lot of graphic design for exhibitions, and a lot of exhibition designs themselves. It's a very tricky thing, actually, to try and present an exhibition within an exhibition, something that has to be dealt with quite lightly. Here we have a model of the Brandhorst Museum. It has hundreds of ceramic bars in a seemingly random pattern. However, as you move across the facade, they start to shimmer and patterns come apparent within. Sauerbrass Hutton, the architect of the project, sent over a huge 5-metre model that's wall-mounted, demonstrating the intricacy of the facade, and also some handling collections for some of the ceramic pieces used in the actual building. Again, in the cultural heritage section, we have Wang Xu's development of the Ningbo Museum in China. This was a fascinating project in that it was based on a group of ruined villages in China, and Wang Xu actually reclaimed all of the brickwork and tiles that were left over from these buildings and villages and used them to create the structure of the building itself, creating layers upon layer within the building of meaning. You can actually see on the facade of the building where the different materials change. It's tried to group certain like materials together, and you can see changes happening within the facades. Also in the global and sustainable category is Kennard Phillips' Cafe of Equivalence. It was originally set up in Leadenhall Market and was designed to offer food to city workers at the equivalent cost that third world workers pay for food in their own countries. In essence, they were charging people over £100 for bread and soup. It was a very small intervention in this midst of city banking, but quite a powerful message. They had a number of graphics printed up onto papers of the Financial Times and displayed all around the cafe. That was, again, something very simple, but it was a strong image. And you have some quite powerful image superimposed over the pages of the Financial Times with details of the stock markets and exchange rates. Also in the sustainable and global section, we have Yes Rationale's Grassworks. It's a furniture system that's based on bamboo sheeting, which is an incredibly sustainable material. Yeah, actually trained as a jeweller, and you can see his fine attention to detail coming through in the products, and the workmanship and craftsmanship involved in them is spectacular. In the global and sustainable solutions section, you can see Jason Bruges' Panda Eyes. The work consists of 100 pandas lined in a box, staring at the viewers as they walk around, with a motion sensor at the top so that the pandas follow you as they rotate around the box. This is one of the projects that doesn't necessarily have an immediate impact onto the environment or global and sustainable issues. However, it raises awareness that then go on and filter through and help issues in general. It was originally commissioned by the WWF for a window display in Selfridges, along with a number of other designers and artists. And all the works were then auctioned off afterwards to raise money for the WWF. The Zimbabwean newspaper has been heavily critical of the Mugabe regime, and as a result, it's had a luxury import tax levied upon it, making it virtually impossible to operate in Zimbabwe. To try and counter this, they employed a South African advertising agency to raise the profile of the newspaper outside the country and therefore subsidise the paper within the country. When they were starting to look at ways that they could do this, they struck on the notion of using the trillion-dollar banknote, which is in a sense kind of like most eloquent symbol of Zimbabwe's collapse. And they've actually taken the banknote itself, created posters out of it and printed over the top of it, and almost using the banknote as the medium to advertise on. Again in social enablement is Marlon Blackwell Architects' Porch Dog House. This is a very intriguing project and was designed for Biloxi, Mississippi, after the hurricanes there. It's a way of still keeping the porch lifestyles that they have prevalent, yet protecting them for environmental and weather disasters. The porch living has been raised above floor level, so you have it on the first floor, enabling them to have their barbecues and their lifestyle change in no way at all, yet protecting them from rain and the elements underneath. Atherup's redesigning of the CP company's goggle jacket is quite a breathtaking project to look at in installation. The goggle jacket was originally designed for the Emilia Miglia race in Italy. And Ace has taken similar design and used a real ergonomic approach to designing a driving jacket, building in various things to push the driving jacket from previous generations and bring it up to date. The jury have a very difficult job in selecting winners for this category. I mean, we have category winners for all of the separate categories, whether that's architecture, fashion, product, transport, interactive, but they also have to choose one overall winner from this. This is very hard. We have a folding plug, a car, a planter, a bicycle helmet. This is an incredibly disparate collection of objects. I mean, I wouldn't want to suggest any way that the jury should go about making that decision, but it will be a very, very long day, and I'm sure there will be a deep in argument right to the end of it.